This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain held a minute's silence Sunday in a final tribute to Queen Elizabeth II before her grand state funeral after her son, King Charles III, welcomed world leaders at Buckingham Palace. U.S. President Joe Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron were among the stream of dignitaries who paid tribute at the late monarch's coffin in London's historic Westminster Hall. Thousands of people in London have continued to line up around the clock to file past the Queen's coffin as it lies in state. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Mourners determined to pay their respects to the Queen got in line overnight in anticipation of a 16-hour-long queue. British actor Michael Howe said Britain's moment in history feels special.
And this is like a pilgrimage. It's quite extraordinary. Morning.
Armed with tents and sleeping bags, some mourners like Shirin Thorpe have started camping out along the funeral procession route to make sure they get a glimpse of the ceremony.
And we didn't want to miss the chance of not being able to see the Queen passing us and the royal family, and we can mourn and pay our respects alongside them.
While security is tight, Thorpe says everyone has been quite supportive.
The public and the police have all been supporting us, well-wishing, patting us on the back for being so loyal to the royal family. And, you know, we're tough women like the Queen. We're true Brits. We can do it.
Karen Chamas, London.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska looked moved as she viewed Queen Elizabeth II's coffin in London Sunday and later met the Princess of Wales. This was the first visit to the UK by the wife of the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky since Russia invaded in February. Zelenska was pictured looking upset as she passed the coffin at Westminster Hall, dressed in black and accompanied by the Ukrainian Prime Minister. This is VOA News. Prosecutors in an area of Ukraine where Russian forces recently retreated in the face of a Ukrainian counteroffensive are accusing Russia of torturing civilians in one village that was recently freed. In an online statement, prosecutors in the Kharkiv region said they found a basement where Russian forces allegedly tortured prisoners in a village near the border with Russia. Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine during the night, officials said Sunday. A government-allied Somali militia killed at least 45 al-Shabaab fighters and beheaded some of them, three witnesses said Sunday, as citizens in central regions of the country increasingly take up arms against the insurgents. The beheadings on Saturday followed a battle in a region where there has been significant fighting this month between al-Shabaab and newly expanded militias allied with the federal government. Africa's most industrialized economy, South Africa, is again facing sweeping power cuts caused by failures at aging and poorly maintained infrastructure, the nationalized utility company said Sunday. State-owned Eskom announced planned outages for the week. On an 8-notch scale of rolling blackouts, the country has reached the 6th critical stage. For the first time in 3 years, the United Nations General Assembly gets underway in person in New York this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
No more pre-recorded addresses or hybrid meetings because of the pandemic. Instead, the UNGA will include speeches from most of the world's leaders, including President Biden. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the administration has three priorities: global food insecurity, the UN Charter, and global health.
As COVID-19 reminded us, global health threats do not respect borders. We must tackle COVID-19, monkeypox, and other outbreaks.
Speeches begin Tuesday. Biden, who is traveling to the Queen's funeral, speaks Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
A strong earthquake has shaken much of Taiwan, killing one person and injuring nine. A three-story building was toppled, but all four people trapped inside were rescued. The magnitude 6.8 quake on Sunday also stranded about 400 tourists on a mountainside and knocked part of a passenger train off its tracks. It was the largest earthquake that rattled the island's southeastern coast since Saturday evening, when a 6.4 quake struck the same area. More than 7,000 households lost power. And recapping our top story, Britain held a minute's silence Sunday in a final tribute to Queen Elizabeth II before her grand state funeral after her son, King Charles III, welcomed world leaders at Buckingham Palace.